address for site administrative and technical contacts should only consist of generic names, such as admin@companyname.com. Published telephone numbers should connect to a departmental voicemail box, not to individual workers. When direct contact information is available, it becomes easy for a computer intruder to reach specific IT employees and trick them into providing information that can be used in an attack or to impersonate IT employees by using their names and contact information. 2. Technical support requests. Policy. All technical support requests must be referred to the group that handles such requests. Explanation. Social engineers may attempt to target IT personnel who do not ordinarily handle technical support issues, and who may not be aware of the proper security procedures when handling such requests. Accordingly, IT staff must be trained to deny these requests and refer the caller to the group that has the responsibility of providing support. Help Desk. 1. Remote Access Procedures. Policy. Help Desk personnel must not divulge details or instructions regarding remote access, including external network access points or dial-up numbers, unless the requester has been verified as authorized to receive internal information and verified as authorized to connect to the corporate network as an external user. Unless known on a person-to-person basis, the requester must be positively identified in accordance with the verification and authorization procedures outlined at the beginning of this chapter. Explanation. The corporate help desk is often a primary target for the social engineer, both because the nature of their work is to assist users with computer-related issues, and because they usually have elevated system privileges. All help desk personnel must be trained to act as a human firewall to prevent unauthorized disclosure of information that will assist any unauthorized persons from gaining access to company resources. The simple rule is to never disclose remote access procedures to anyone until positive verification of identity has been made. 2. Resetting passwords. Policy. The password to a user account may be reset only at the request of the account holder. Explanation. The most common ploy used by social engineers is to have another person's account password reset or changed. The attacker poses as the employee using the pretext that their password was lost or forgotten. In an effort to reduce the success of this type of attack, an IT employee receiving a request for a password reset must call the employee back prior to taking any action. The callback must not be made to a phone number provided by the requester, but to a number obtained from the employee telephone directory. See verification and authorization procedures for more on this procedure. 3. Changing access privileges. Policy. All requests to increase a user's privileges or access rights must be approved in writing by the account holder's manager. When the change is made, a confirmation must be sent to the requesting manager via intracompany mail. Furthermore, such requests must be verified as authentic in accordance with the verification and authorization procedures. Explanation. Once a computer intruder has compromised a standard user account, the next step is to elevate his or her privileges so that the attacker has complete control over the compromised system. An attacker who has knowledge of the authorization process can spoof an authorized request when email, fax, or telephone are used to transmit it. For example, the attacker may phone technical support or the help desk and attempt to persuade a technician to grant additional access rights to the compromised account. 4. New account authorization. Policy. A request to create a new account for an employee, contractor, or other authorized person must be made either in writing and signed by the employee's manager or sent by digitally signed electronic mail. These requests must also be verified by sending a confirmation of the request through intracompany mail. Explanation. Because passwords and other information useful in breaking into computer systems are the highest priority targets of information thieves for gaining access, special precautions are necessary. The intention of this policy is to prevent computer intruders from impersonating authorized personnel or forging requests for new accounts. Therefore, all such requests must be positively verified using the verification and authorization procedures. 5. Delivery of new passwords. Policy. New passwords must be handled as company confidential information, delivered by secure methods including in person, by a signature-required delivery service such as registered mail, or by UPS or FedEx. See Policies Concerning Distribution of Confidential Information. Explanation. Intracompany mail may also be used, but it is recommended that passwords be sent in secure envelopes that obscure the content. A suggested method is to establish a computer point person in each department who has the responsibility of handling distribution of new account details and vouching for the identity of personnel who lose or forget their passwords. In these circumstances, support personnel would always be working with a smaller group of employees that would be personally recognized. 6. Disabling an account. Policy. Prior to disabling a user's account, you must require positive verification that the request was made by authorized personnel. Explanation. The intention of this policy